You know, next bracket we're going to play with our guests. I want to welcome Danny and Connor of IFIA. How are you guys?
Hello.
How you doing?
Look, thanks for coming in, first of all, you know, PBS. You guys have been many, many times to see us, and you have in the past pleasured us with a lot of exclusive tracks. Obviously, the main reason you're here today is official release date for your new album, Nine Elements of Inner Vision. It was November of last year, but official release date, I think. But Australia's always a little bit behind. Finally, we got the album here, and you guys are actually going to do an official CD launch on the coming Friday.
I think you've just summed up everything for them, Peter.
Yes.
I see you later, guys.
See you later, guys. Basically, that long intro is to give people a bit of an update what's going on. You have been here so many times. We don't want to talk about your history. We don't want to talk about... What was the other one? The question, where did the name come from and all these kind of things.
Yeah, we
want to know, guys, what's going to happen on Friday for starters.
Well, okay. Well, on Friday, we'll be doing our CD launch.
Where?
At the Esplanade in St Kilda, in the Gershon Room. It's been a while since we last played, actually. I think probably February last year was our last show, so we're really looking forward to it. Yeah, it's been that long.
Year.
At Breakers, yeah. Breakers was our last show.
Wow.
So we're really looking forward to playing, and we've got some good friends playing as well. The guys from Into Twilight, who I'm sure a lot of people will be looking forward to seeing as well.
Well, they haven't played for a while either, so...
Yeah, longer than us, actually, so... And, of course, our good friends Without End, they'll be joining us as well, so... Look, all the bands are really pumped and ready to go and really looking forward to the night, so it should be a big one.
Cool. I just want to get onto the album because we haven't discussed it in full yet. The first time that I ever heard the album title, which is Nine Elements of Inner Vision, the first thing that went through my head was 6 Degrees of Inner Turbulence from Dream Theater. The name, where does it come from?
It's pretty simple. I mean, we just sort of had 9 tracks and we just sort of came up with it, and... I think the original plan was sort of to call it Elements, but I'm sure, like, we've heard Elements in so many times, you know, and people have used that so many... And then we just sort of took it the next step and just came up with 9 Elements of Inner Vision, and it just sort of stuck with us, and we thought, okay, we'll use it. We didn't use a title track like people usually do. We just thought we'd do something different, and, yeah, that's how it came up.
It was obviously a bit of a saga. You've been... doing this now for over 10 years, especially the core of the band has been together for over 10 years now, and you had some people come and go, but since a while now you've got a steady lineup. It evolved into the album 9 Elements of Inner Vision, and you are signed not just here in Australia but internationally, so the album goes out literally worldwide, I suppose.
Yes, Massacre actually take care of Europe, Australia and Canada. Nightmare Records look after the United States. And we are just about to sign a deal for South America and Asia.
Oh, cool.
Cool. Absolutely terrific. Yeah.
But you can't give any more info on that, I assume, not yet?
No, because if Klaus is listening, he'll kill me.
Klaus from Intramental, he won't be listening.
Intramental, yes.
Okay, so we won't tickle you for this one. But having that said, Danny, bringing you in here,
Yep. You're
not just a statist here, you're actually a member of that band.
Danny's not a member, his hair is a member
his
of the
hair.
Band.
Well, this is, the hair is an extra member. Danny, yes. A lot of people have been tossing up and down with your background in a different music style, whatever.
Yep.
I think by now it's proven that IFIA is a real home for you.
It is.
And I think you have really settled in.
Yeah, it has. It has. I finally have.
Give us a bit of an insight.
It took a while, but like the first, month?
Yeah.
You reckon? In a realistic way, huh?
Yeah.
And then after that, it was
But it's about 2 years ago now, or how long ago is this?
Longer than that, wouldn't it?
Four
years ago. Yeah. Okay. Oh, four see this long. Ago. See, I'm way behind things. There you
and
go.
And then after that month, everything was it was fantastic after that.
I have to say, because I've been many times down to see you guys at rehearsals, and when people think that you put a show on when you guys play live, then I think people are are very well misled, because when you stand in that rehearsal room, your veins are just popping out of your head and you're sweating. You're sweating your head off just as much, and you're so expressive and passionate when you sing.
You should have seen us last night, because we had everyone over last night, so we're all singing. That was interesting. It was very sweaty last night.
We've got a small surprise for Friday. We won't.
Yeah. Learn. Okay.
Yeah, but
gonna drop your pants.
That wouldn't be a surprise.
No, sorry. But Danny, actually, sorry, yes. That was a shocker. I wanted to ask you your vocal performance. Obviously, a lot of people know you from Pegasus in yes. the old days. Is it a lot different? Are you doing a lot of different things in comparison to Pegasus than you know what you're doing in IFEA?
Most definitely, it is a bit different. I mean, with Pegasus, it was kind of straightforward. You know, the melodies were already there for me as well, so I just did, you know, whatever Johnny had, I sung for him.
Yep.
But in this situation, I have my own freedom
yep.
to really expand in how to take my voice.
Yep.
From low to high. It is very different.
But so you have a full the artistic integrity is upheld here, because you take the stuff home and you work on it yourself and.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, Con actually gives me melodies as well, but it you know leaves it up to me as to give it my feel. But I'm always.
So a framework still. you have a framework to go from. But
exactly, and I always like to stay around. If Con gives me a song, I like to stay around to his idea. But there are some songs, you know, it's my idea or someone else's.
Well, I have to say, I love it when you top out on your vocals, because it's just amazing. You have some of the best voices out there. But unfortunately, you can't put it in every song, otherwise
that's true too.
You know, but I tell you, I have to say, when you top out there, when we did our benefit gig, the Screaming Symphony benefit gig.
All those years
and
ago.
We had all of you guys up there on the stage, and you were,
that was an awesome show.
That
too,
was a vein-popping moment, I reckon.
That was great. Yeah, that was a great night.
Con, as Peter mentioned, you have been around for a long time, but you've obviously done a lot of interviews lately overseas. Are people treating this album like a debut? Like, is it like this is your first album, or do they know the history of IFEA?
Actually, surprising you actually mentioned that, because I'd say probably 95% of the interviews that we did over the radio and whatever it was for overseas for this album that Massacre obviously arranged for us, a lot of people knew the stuff, and I was quite surprised. I mean, you know, people asking me about Edge of Existence and what happened to that lineup, and even the Dawn EP, they were asking what happened with Jim and stuff. So, I was quite surprised. Believe me, I was very surprised as to some people that they had the CDs and stuff and knew so much. But, you know, obviously, in a way, they still sort of treat this as our first album because it's been such a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
It was a bloody time.
Yeah, it was. I mean, so, you know, I mean, unless you're pumping out albums every year, like most of the good bands do, you'll be forgotten.
And some of the bad ones.
Well, look, you'll be forgotten. I mean, people aren't going to remember you from 10 years ago. Oh, they're the guys, you know.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work like that. So next album won't take as long.
So when you do the interviews, I mean... How is the feedback? How do they all react to it? What do they have to say?
Comparisons, things like that.
Well, when they see the big comparison from Edge of Existence to Nine Elements, I mean it's a huge jump. But you know, the feedback's been fantastic. We've been quite surprised. I mean, you get your bad reviews. I mean, you can't expect everybody to like it. I mean, I'm not going to turn around and say, oh yeah, all their reviews have been gross. I mean, it doesn't work like that. So, but the majority. Which is have been fantastic, you know. I mean, most of the big magazines have been really, really good, and you know, it's just taking us by surprise. You know, everything's going along really, really well, and you know, in a couple of months' time, we should get a very good idea of how it's all sort of gone.
Mm-hmm. So well, I have to tell you, I read a review a while ago, and that was criticizing that there was no passion in the music, and. I nearly rolled over laughing, I can tell you.
It's pretty poor effort, isn't it?
We read that one as well.
Yeah, okay, there you go. But, look, man.
Then we found out that the guy was on a lot of drugs.
Okay, yeah. He had a pressing need. Amazing. Now, anyway, you said you have a few goodies now for the week. Now, before we go to the gig, sorry, I'm going to stay back with the album. It's been out there now since November. I know it's going to take at least 6 months usually before you get, you know, figures back. But I know that in Melbourne it had been sold out literally, you know, like in Metal Mayhem they had it and it literally sold out immediately. Have you got any idea as to how the sales figures are going or, you know?
None.
<That's> now, I would like to look.
Is that the short answer?
Yeah. I'm quite surprised, actually, that people have taken to it so well here in Australia, especially in Melbourne, of course. Like, I remember going into Metal Mayhem and speaking to Sash, and, you know, he's saying, oh, I think, you know, you'll sell a few copies. I said, well, I think we'll be lucky if we sold, you know, 20, 30 copies. I'd be happy with that, you know.
Hey.
Oh.
Sell more than that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it took us by surprise, but look, they got in a few copies before everyone else did because they got the American version in.
Yeah.
And I don't think they even got to get on the shelf, so that was good.
What's the difference between the American version and the European version?
Well, the American version is not the Massacre release, that's the Nightmare release, and that does not come with the bonus disc. So
okay.
A few
from
people,
Breakers.
Yes, from
too.
The Magical Breakers night. but yeah, I mean, look, like I said, we've been quite surprised, and hopefully all the people that have supported and went out and brought the disc, we hope to see them this Friday night.
I want to get onto the themes of the album. It seems to me like memories, dreams, and there's a few water references, I think, in there too. But can you give everyone an overview of what the album is actually about?
A lot of dark emotions.
Seems Rob, to be that way. I think the Rob, cover covers that yeah. quite well.
Rob, because Danny, when we actually started writing most of this stuff, actually it was written before even Danny joined, so he didn't get to put in as much this time around as he will for the next album. So a lot of the lyrics Rob had already written. And he's got one twisted mind, I tell you, because he reads all those like weird books and shit. And, you know, he's really bad like that. So it's just all about emotions, and some is fantasy, some isn't. So, you know, I'm sure once if you read certain songs like Where Clouds Divide, I'm sure you can reflect on the lyrics, you know, and really sort of feel what it's all about.
So, there is room for interpretation, but having that said, it is, like you say, it's a bit dark. There's a bit of stuff going on.
Yeah, it is.
So, it's out of Rob's sick mind, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You have to sing it.
I mean, yeah, no, that's like what Con says, and it's very true.
So, you guys have put together a few more new songs since?
Yeah, I mean, because Rob gives a whole song, and we kind of just take half of it and then I'll just work with the other half with mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. organising it. I mean, there's songs that are full and we use and some aren't.
So, okay, so what you...
So many ideas. I mean, he uh-huh. just brings so many ideas, and when you're reading it, it's like reading a whole story. And it's like, my God, what are you going through?
So that's why your songs are so long, huh?
But yeah, then I just break them... You know, and most of the songs, I just break them up and put them into songs. But in some ways, he's already got the song out there from start to end. So
okay,
and,
cool.
And but his ideas are fantastic. We got to have people like that in the band to have songs like that to keep pushing.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what makes a band work. That you have people who can fill the gaps, and oh, you know, you know, if everybody's a great guitar player, then
well, Con writes songs as well too. So,
but I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
They're terrible lyrics. That's why they're not on the CD.
Amazing Beyond Joy.
Yeah, I've only done Beyond the Toilet.
Yeah, Beyond the Toilet. Yeah.
Great song. Usually end your shows on that song, don't you? Beyond the Twilight.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Well, if what you're all saying here, it proves that you're not a one-man band. It is a team effort as a band. You say in the future it's going to be more like this, even so, because the songs are actually coming out of that unity of that team that you have together now, which you haven't had in a long while now. So, very
especially
interesting.
Especially having Mr. Maestro Man. Mr. Sammy, I mean, he's come into the band and... you know, it's just speechless.
He's very good at what he does, isn't he?
He's just, as a person, as a player, he's just fantastic. is really, really good. All of us are that way, but hey, we just have so many laughs when we're in the studios. Our cheeks are killing us by the end of the night.
Yeah, that's, I can attest to that. There's always a good laugh in that studio.
That's true.
Con, fatherhood.
Troy.
My little man's probably listening now, actually. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's only just recent, so...
Will he do some backing vocals in the future?
He's got started. A decent set of lungs, I tell you. When he's upset and he's hungry, mate, you'll know about it, believe me.
I heard him on the phone earlier
today. Yeah, he's a
so
little...
So he's got something to say.
Yeah, he's a little monster. I can see him up on stage with Danny soon, actually. He's got the hair. He's got pretty long hair, so...
Yeah. He has. I saw him tonight.
You going to bring him up as a metalhead or...
Very cute.
I'm not sure. It depends.
It's a very interesting discussion, actually, like bringing up a child, how to bring them up, like whether to actually, you know, they're going to be exposed to your music and, you know, not only Ify, but heavy metal in general, you know.
Well, he kicks back in the back room with me while I'm playing guitar or listening to songs and he quite likes it. So.
And he's only a month old.
Yeah, he quite likes it, so I'm not going to, you know, okay. If he starts crying, well, then different story.
But I can tell you, when I spoke to Fiddy from Udo, the bass player, in 1999, he was over the moon because he had a 9-year-old daughter, and she was actually listening to his music.
Yeah.
But she never was interested in it earlier. But, you know, I guess when you reach your teens, you get an interest for music. And she had a broad range of things, but she was listening to his albums also.
Yeah.
And he told me that he was, like, over the moon because his kid was actually listening to his music without him putting into it. So
there you go. That's cool.
In a few years, you got to have something coming, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I have two more questions before we finish up. That is, how did Ify get together and where did the name come from?
I thought you were serious for a second, no. Then I was going to walk out.
You've been asked that just a few times.
Yeah. I mean,
how many interviews have you done so all up? Huh?
The past couple of months, ridiculous amounts, I guess. Ridiculous amounts. It's like every morning you're on the phone. But look, you can't complain because it's exposure. So
exactly.
You know,
yes.
And they get your name out there. They play the songs, and you know, so you need it.
He loves tapping that table. I know. Yeah.
Should have been a drummer.
I was, actually.
He was, for real. And he was a bass player.
So what, you tried everything until you got good at something, was that it?
I'm still trying.
But anyway, special goodies for the show this week. We're going to have some special guests and...
Yes,
you're not going to give anything away. You don't have to, of course. But
no, we've got a couple.
Okay, don't make it easy for him.
No, we've got a couple of surprises, but we'll leave it on the night, and we'll have some merchandise there. We'll have some CDs there because
as in t-shirts or
yes, we will have some t-shirts.
Good. I've been hanging for Ify t-shirts. I what cop Slack from you one day and saying, you know. Don't you wear, you know, because I was running around with Vanishing Point t-shirts and whatever. And he said, hey, what about an Ify t-shirt?
No, they're coming. They'll be there this Friday.
Good. I hope so. So the show is going to be kicking off at, what, 8:30, 9? When did the doors open?
Doors open at 8.
At 8. So we have Without End, Enter Twilight playing.
Enter Twilight opening the night.
How much to get in?
$12 to get in.
Okay. It's going to be at the Gershwin Room at the back at the ESPY.
That's
and
right.
Ify's going to hit the stage?
11:30, 12 o'clock.
How long's your set then? Over an hour?
We will be playing well over an hour.
Excellent. I'm hanging. I can't wait. We talked about it before. It's been a year, and I love Ify, and I'm just hanging to see it. I just can't wait for it.
Thank you. Well, look, we're looking forward as well because it's been a while, and we should be gigging a little bit more regularly
Excellent.
This year.
Danny, I'll be up front headbanging, okay? So.
Thanks very much, Gary. Thanks, Peter.
Guys, thanks a lot for coming in. It's been a great pleasure. Obviously, we've played the entire album, but you had to make the decision to play a song, and the song that you actually chosen to play was Dreams. Do we get a word about Dreams?
A little bit of a story, any background info on it?
It was written while Rob was dreaming. That's no word of lie.
So he took
Like I said, he's
a dreamer.
He's a dreamer, yeah.
Thanks, guys, and we'll see you on Friday night.
Friday night.
Thank you. Hope to see you all out there as well.
Thanks a lot.
Terrific. Thanks, guys.